I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Third and goal, just outside the two. Shotgun. Snap to Purdy. Pressured on a blitz. Throws it right. Flags are down as Kittle makes the catch for the touchdown.
Yeah, they're gonna get called for the pick here.
There was no foul for offensive pass interference.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I think we all kind of felt the same way, but the San Francisco 49ers victorious over the Cowboys 30-24.
What's crazy about that is there weren't any Niners fans throwing anything on the field. I thought you didn't overturn calls like that unless everybody threw beer bottles out on the field.
Oh, okay. And so that would have gotten it done, but they didn't even need to do that.
Yeah, they just did it on their own.
All right, so we can dive a little bit more into the Cowboys here. 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line. But also, I had a question for you guys. J.J. Redick, I guess there were pictures or a video taken of him doing work in a car wash. And so, like, he was still working while he was getting his car washed.
Like, he's in the car, and they're taking pictures of him going through. Like, he's, you know, the car wash.
It's just the drive-through car wash where your car, you put it in neutral.
He was sitting in the lobby with his laptop. So I wanted to know maybe what is the oddest place that you guys have ever continued to work. We'll get to that. You can hit us up on the Twitch and on the YouTube as well, because I'm really excited to hear some of these comments. And from the 520, how bad are the Cowboys? Pretty damn bad. I mean, right now, that's my concern. And I think that's the concern of everyone is you just might not be good enough. And so, like, when people say McCarthy's got to go, I'm not arguing that he's done a great job by any means, but you might also just not be good enough, right?
You aren't a talented team right now. Offensively, at receiver, you have one receiver that's good.
And that is what it feels like.
Bobby brought up a question mark about your tight end this morning and about how the work he's doing. Now, when it comes to breaking tackles and barreling through stuff, he's doing it, but is he getting enough separation?
It feels like no, right?
Yes. The offensive line, not good enough to run the ball. When you watch a good offensive line running the ball, not only are the holes opening laterally, but they're getting a push 2, 3, 5 yards upfield. So that means that the running back is getting yards before he even breaks through the line.
Yeah.
And that's the sign of a good offensive line right there. So that's bad. Your running backs are too slow to get to those holes too. That's bad. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you're still trying to form that thing. Dude, there's a video of Donovan Wilson. I have no clue what he was doing on this play, Kevin.
It was a bad game for him.
He goes complete. He's the last line of defense.
Yeah.
And he runs the wrong way. And then turn and like sees, oh crap, I have chosen wrong. So there's a bunch of bad things about on the field specifically, and then coaching isn't helping that. For whatever reason, all of it's bad at the moment. And again, they could gain confidence and turn things around, but it's going to have to start with their offensive line first at the moment.
And I'm really concerned about that. I keep going back to Terrence Steele today, and I know it's not just that it popped up that Terrence Steele has been an issue, but at least with... It feels like Tyler Smith has been playing well. We've talked about the slight step back from Zach Martin. Still really good, but a slight step back from his Hall of Fame level. With Guyton, with Beebe, you're like, hey, I get it. You're young. You're working on it. Terrence Steele, we heard all throughout camp, this is the best camp of my career. I've never felt better. And this has just been a struggle all season for him. And so there, I don't really have an out. With Beebe or Guyton, I can be like, oh, you know, they're gonna get better.
Rookies,
blah, blah, blah. With Steele, I'm like, I don't know. And he gets paid a lot of money, and that money is not gonna go away without you taking a big punch in the salary cap face.
Yeah, he took a huge step forward a couple years ago, and since then he's not been the same player. Was it when he got the contract that he became not the same player?
I kind of think that lines up a little bit. I'm not
talking about Steele.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's the reason, but he also had the injury mixed in.
Yeah, I feel like
there.
The injury, like sometimes guys just don't come back the same from the injury, and his injury. This is the scary part of the Cowboys. They don't care how major your injury was going into free agency. Literally, if they had to take off your leg, they'd say, I think he can still be the same guy he was. And you're like, I don't think he has a leg anymore. They don't care. It's kind of worked out in some situations, and then it's kind of killed them in other situations. Maybe this Terrence Steele one's killing him. Michael Gallup killed him. Like, we don't care he blew out his knee. Like, that seems like a really important part of being a receiver is your knee coming back the same, or like you rehab it and make it somewhat, I know this is weird, make it better, but you work so hard on that knee that it comes back. They don't care. And that's the scary part about the Cowboys is they believe like injury will not make a person worse at their game.
Which is an interesting philosophy indeed. Now, for the Reddit question, in a car wash on your laptop, I could see that. Now, it would have been way more fascinating if he would have been like in the, you stay in the car tunnel, and he would have been trying to work while he was in there. I was like, dude,
what else are you going to do in the car at that point, though, right?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd look at your phone.
You're waiting for the octopus legs to come and just and attack the car and everything with the kids. But what else are you going to do? You can do some work in there, watch some film.
So I thought about this and I came up with two.
Okay.
On a cruise ship and in church. Now, in church, it was very briefly, but I sent myself a whole bunch of notes. I told you guys this, you know, about 2 months ago when our pastor came up and goes, it's going to be a big day. The Cowboys are playing. They just made Dak the highest paid player in football. And I looked at Jess and I was like, hold on.
I got to go check
And so, yeah, I just kind of held my phone down. I probably should have walked out. But, yeah, so maybe in church, but also at the end of our cruise when I was like, man, I'm going to have to work next week, I started putting together some notes.
Oh, is this a cocaine cruise?
No, it was just a regular cruise. It's not because of cocaine. I'm way too heavy for that.
Where'd you go?
Alaska.
All right, snow-capped mountains. I got you. I see what you're saying here, Kevin.
So I'm going to go with cruise ship and church. Do you guys have one unusual place where you've worked where you're like, I probably should have stopped?
All right, Kevin, when I saw this on the run sheet, my initial thought was like weird places I've just worked.
Oh, sure.
And when I worked at Spirit Halloween, that was just a weird place.
That's where you fell in love with the Rock Monster song.
Nope.
Rock Monster?
Did not fall in love with it. Hated it since then, Mike. Thank you. I appreciate that, though.
Hey, James, if you could get that song
that, James.
By the B-52s.
Do not do that.
Trust me. C-Block happens, if we could start that segment off with that, I think Corey would appreciate eventually.
No, I won't.
For this whole week. It's Halloween week.
That's fine.
That's a good point.
Still hate the
song. It is Halloween week.
Still hate this. There's other songs. There's plenty of other Halloween
Monster
songs.
Monster Mash?
Monster Mash. We can play it over Thriller.
Who
okay
did
with
the
that.
Monster Mash?
He did.
Not somebody as famous as the B-52s.
But that, Kevin, is true.
There was one night when I was asked to be on the national like nighttime overnight station.
Oh.
And I was over at the in-laws' house, and it was so loud. I had to go into the my father-in-law's video, like DVD closet, and do the phone call from there because it was so loud in the house. I couldn't find a place. So that was where I had to go do that. And I just felt it was weird because he likes the old, you know, Frankenstein and Dracula movies. So he's got posters up in that closet and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward.
My wife was in labor.
What? Oh, and you were pitching, right?
No, I called ESPN, wanted to do an interview with me.
Shut up, Mike.
Because Tim Redding, my former teammate, said I intentionally gave up the home run to Barry Bonds. All his evidence was is I made some bad pitches to Barry Bonds that game. I was like, yeah, I made bad pitches to Benji Molina. He hit a home run off of me too. Like, so I was, while my wife was in labor, she wasn't like ready to push, but we went into the hospital.
Wow.
I don't know, mid, like morning, like 8 a.m. in the morning, 7 a.m. in the morning. And, yeah, I called in and was on Baseball Tonight when that was a thing on ESPN.
Did it get you all, your own honor?
Yeah, did he get you all riled up while you should be getting back to the baby
stuff?
Yeah,
so I was just like, yeah, so I left the room for like 10 minutes and did an interview on ESPN on Baseball Tonight.
Did you tell him? Did you like, hey, look, here's the deal. I'm so serious about this. My wife's in labor right now and I'm trying to defend myself.
No, but I remember Peter Gammons, after the interview was over, said something to the effect of, I don't think Tim Redding and Mike Bassett get along that well. And we didn't.
From the 812, that is amazing. Did your wife have thoughts before you left the room?
No,
for the
because she wasn't. It was in the point of like kind of, I don't know, let's say epiduralish. Yeah. And like it, we weren't, it was not close to time to like, we're okay. going to have this baby.
I got you.
I don't remember how far dilated she was at
that,
the time.
That's okay. Know? I feel like we probably don't need to totally know that either.
You should call Sue and ask.
From the 812, I was at the tire shop, had a blowout, had a Zoom meeting right there. And all these people in the lobby were like peeking over at my screen to see if they could figure out exactly what was going on. I like that. That's especially if you're not prepared for the Zoom meeting. That's probably a little tough. From the 903, I continue to work in the barber shop while waiting to get my haircut. Do you think people have worked whilst getting their hair cut?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I've texted back things whenever I, because my phone will buzz in my pocket and I'm just like, I can do this. It's not going to cause that. Now, I don't want to move too much, but I can definitely text.
Now, by the way, for people saying it's Rock Lobster, he knows. He's just trying to troll Corey. From the 469.
Yes. I would say this. James, could you play it so we can see what it really says?
I feel like we can make that happen.
Okay. Yeah. From the 469. I made a sale for a roof in the lobby of the county jail, turning myself in for a missed traffic warrant.
Now, what?
It's crazy that you weren't like picking somebody up or you were waiting for, you're like, no, I was turning myself in, but I made a sale for that roof. You probably
close a deal.
Yeah, you probably felt a little bit better.
That
I don't,
is great.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where National Tight Ends Day is a hit. Next on The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.